Welcome back. You are listening to Practicing Catholic, and this is Cami Berthume borrowing the mic from Patrick for just a little bit. Ladies, are you feeling maybe a little bit stuck in your prayer life? Have you fallen out of, or honestly never really gotten into the habit of internal prayer and reflection? And if you took the time to look internally, what areas of your life are overrunning that necessary cultivation of a relationship with our Lord? What a question, right? Joining us now are Nell O'Leary and Liz Kelly, two of our local Blessed Is She sisters who are inviting us to uncover our true identities in Christ through a new year-long devotional titled Made New. Firstly, welcome back to the program, Nell.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course, and you as well, Liz, thank you for joining us again.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Of course. Yes. So many enriching resources at Blessed Is She, you know, including your annual devotionals for Advent and Lent, which of course is coming up soon. But today we're looking at this new devotional Made New. So Nell, you serve as editor for the National Blessed Is She Network. And more specifically for this project, you're the project manager for this beautiful book. I have it right here in front of me. Would you please start kind of at the beginning? How did this devotional come to be?
Thanks for asking, Cami. It's just been a labor of love. It's such a joy to have been able to partner with HarperCollins to put something out there to a wider audience. And the Blessed Is She audience has our own substantial reach for Catholic women. But to have the approach by HarperCollins say, hey, we would love to do a book for Catholic women for our audience. Are you interested? And we said, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it all began. Gosh, two summers ago now? You know what the pandemic, who knows what day of the week it is?
Pandemic brain,
but we just thought about the theme that we see come up again and again and again for the women that we serve. There's this core one of our identity as women, our identity as daughters of God, and all the lies the world tries to tell us to pull us away from that identity, and to go through in five different sections and say, boop, 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 nope. Those are not it. You are rooted in your relationship with God, made in His image and likeness, and the world cannot take that away from you.
Beautiful. And yes, you're so right. There are so many things pulling us in so many different directions, especially nowadays. But as you mentioned, there are five main parts to the devotional, and each part is kind of composed of, you know, a reflection, a scripture passage, and then a couple of the questions. So these five parts, beheld, belong, beloved, believing, and becoming. Why did you, as writers, choose to focus on these particular themes? I know you touched on it a little bit, but just kind of going deeper.
You know, for us, even in the process of figuring out how can we meet the audience that HarperCollins wants to reach with this book, and how can we bring them something that's really profoundly Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
So we paid attention to, like I said, the women we serve, but also just our own hearts of this idea of the hell, that your value and your importance doesn't come from what you do or what you look like or the success you appear to the world, but that you are beheld by God or that you belong. Brittany Calavita writes this section on belonging, and she shares all these different points from her life, whether it's, you know, a family problem, a work problem, an infertility struggle, feeling like she didn't fit in, that you still belong to God, or this idea that you're beloved. Leanna Bowler writes about, you know, the broken ties of love in her life, even beginning her family before marriage and leaving the partying life behind and learning that she is beloved by God before acceptance from peers or even extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet Giza wrote about her belief in herself being rooted in God's belief in her. So dropping out of college and founding Blessed Is She and all the ups and downs, and instead of looking to the world to tell her that she could do it, to believe that God's plan for her was good. And then, I mean, the incredible Liz Kelly, I'm so honored to share the mic with her today. Her section on becoming, on following God's path for your life, that His plan is so much more than we can even come up with ourselves.
You know, and that's what I was going to mention next. Liz, you were also a writer for one of these five parts. Nell, you wrote the first part for Beheld. Liz wrote the fifth part for Becoming. Would you mind sharing, Liz, a little bit about, you know, what about this theme really strikes you in regard to finding one's identity in Christ?
Well, I think two things. One is in working on it, and we're going through sort of 10 different life stages or 10 different life events as we're reflecting on this theme. I could see how it became clear to me that the gospel story was becoming my story, and that I am more clearly a part of salvation history. It's not just some dusty old story on some dusty old pages that I read to make myself feel better, but rather I really have a role to play and an assignment and a work, and I can collaborate with that assignment. I can accept that call, or I can reject it. I have free will. And so it was very helpful and interesting to me, just sort of looking through all of these different stages of my life, how God called, when I answered, when I didn't, when I fell, when I, you know, was fruitful, when I was successful, what's the difference between those two, you know, lots of things like that. So it was interesting in that part. I think the other piece that was really became so clear and was just affirmed in me again and again is God's faithfulness, his presence, even when I'm not perceiving it, actively perceiving it, that he is there and he's very interested and attentive to my life personally and my life as a part of the body of Christ, that he holds these things in a dynamic tension, that there's my personal relationship with Jesus and then there is my role in the body of Christ, and how these things are in just sort of perfect tandem, perfect parallel, always working together in this kind of dynamic relationship. And so it heightened not only just my individual relationship with Christ, but it really heightened my sense of I'm a member of the body of Christ, and I have a responsibility, a joyful responsibility toward the other members. You know, how am I doing with that? You know, am I only making it about me, or am I really entering into the fullness of the body of Christ? It was a great experience to work on the book, and so centered on Scripture, which I think was really the key.
Definitely, and that is such a beautiful thing to think about. And I think ultimately the goal of this, right, is to help us form and shape ourselves to better serve the body of Christ, and turning inward and recognizing maybe our own faults and how we are not those faults and how we are truly beheld and how we belong to him. Jumping back to you, Nell, how did and does this work, working on this project, affect your understanding of your own identity in Christ? We kind of just touched on Liz a bit. What have you discovered about yourself in this whole creative process?
Probably the biggest thing is just how many ways I have to grow still in my trust in the Lord. I think the invitation we offer the reader is not just to consume another book with some lady stories in it, but to actually reflect on their own story. So in writing my stories and thinking through, like I was mentioning, 10 different seasons of our lives and looking and thinking, wow, there's just so much more growth for me to do. To stop putting my identity out on the world? Did I get likes on a social media post? Did I get invited to do a thing with other people? Do I look important enough to those out in the world? And so many invitations to humility, to be present to the life that's in front of me, to accept what God's putting on my plate, the crosses and the joys, to see like this is my call for holiness. I trust you, Lord, that it's not about what's out there. It's just not about what other people see or perceive. And as an older millennial, almost 40, I can say that temptation living in a digital world is strong to hinge my value on what other people say or don't say.
That is so true. So true.
Pull back to the Lord instead. It's a constant challenge for me.
Well, I mean, when you were thinking about brainstorming the concept of this book, we've talked about a bit about how it's kind of an individual journey of reflection of yourself, but could you also see this as something that you do, you know, with your friends, with your sisters, with your mom?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. In fact, I was privileged to draft a leader guide for the book. women can do with the small group that's available for free download on our website over at blessedissue.net/made-me.
And it's awesome, if you don't mind my piping.
Yeah, jump on in, Liz.
She did a great job with that.
Liz, you're just the best. You're the most enjoyable person to collaborate with ever. I got to tell you guys, Liz is where it's at. But yes, women can.
Yeah, Liz has so much wisdom that she shared with us on Practicing Catholic 2 already, and she's told us about her book and all of her involvement with the Cup of Joe series in the past year. So we're so grateful to both of you for joining us today. As we kind of wrap up here, could you share a bit more about, you know, where can listeners find their copy of Made New? We've mentioned that it's through HarperCollins. We can find it through Barnes & Noble, local bookstores. Where else? What other resources are you offering?
Well, we love, get to your local bookstore. It's really fun to see if you're in the Twin Cities at Barnes & Noble, but also over at blessedissue.net/made-new. We love, even when you buy it directly from a small ministry, it helps support us. But we just encourage women, wherever you're shopping for books, look for Made New. We can't wait for you to read our stories and find your own.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Nell O'Leary and Liz Kelly. Thank you both for taking the time to chat with us, and thank you for all your work you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, it is always so good to talk with them. To mention where you can find this Made New devotional, the year-long devotional for women, you can find it at blessedisshe.net or at a local bookstore near you. When we come back, we will be taking a look at the local happenings of our Archdiocese with me, Patrick, and Paul, and you're listening to Practicing Catholic. Stay with us.